Novak.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. UN nuclear inspectors expect to begin their work Thursday today at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, assessing safety and security matters amid international concern that fighting in the area could endanger the facility. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said it's a mission that seeks to prevent a nuclear accident. Grossi said he expects his team's initial work at the plant to last a few days while hoping to establish a permanent or continued presence. Ukraine and Russia have repeatedly accused each other of shelling the area near the power plant, the largest nuclear facility in Europe and a key source of energy for Ukraine. Russia captured the nuclear plant in early March, and its military force has been there ever since. A U.S. assessment says the Russian military is facing severe manpower shortages. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
A U.S. intelligence finding says the Russian military is experiencing severe manpower shortages in its war with Ukraine and becoming more desperate to shore up the ranks. A U.S. official who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity said Russia is now turning to compelling soldiers who were wounded earlier in the war to return to combat and recruiting personnel from private security companies and even prisons. The official added that U.S. intelligence has determined Russia's defense ministry is expected to recruit convicted criminals to enlist in exchange for pardons and financial compensation. With the grinding war now in its sixth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin last week ordered the Russian military to increase troops by 137,000 effective January 1st. Mike Gracia, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, and the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The outgoing UN High Commissioner for Human Rights released a long-awaited report Wednesday that found the treatment of minorities in China's Xinjiang province may constitute crimes against humanity. Michelle Bachelet writes in her findings that the information available to her office and Beijing's crackdown on terrorism and extremism in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region from 2017 to 2019 and possibly beyond raises concerns under international law. Rights groups and the U.S. government accuse Beijing of serious abuses of Uyghurs, including torture, forced sterilization, sexual violence, and forced separation of children. China's U.N. mission in Geneva, where the U.N. Office for Human Rights is located, sent a response to Bachelet's office stating its opposition to the report. China asked for its response to be included with the report. Uyghurs are the largest ethnic group in the autonomous region of Xinjiang. While a popular K-pop boy band will they have to trade their suits for soldier uniforms? AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has more on this story.
Should K-pop bands be allowed to skip military service, even though it's mandatory? It's a question the South Korean government is now considering, and the public might help decide the matter. The Seoul government says it may conduct a public survey to decide whether to grant exemptions to members of the boy band BTS. The issue is a big deal now because the oldest member of BTS, Jin, faces enlistment in December when he turns 30. South Korean officials say they will consider factors like whether the economic impact of BTS might let them slide when it comes to suiting up for the military. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
More than 50,000 monkeypox cases have been recorded in the global outbreak, according to WHO, the World Health Organization figures showing on Wednesday, though transmission is slowing in the virus hotspots of Europe and the United States. The World Health Organization's dashboard listed 50,496 cases and 16 deaths as reported this year to the UN agency, which declared the outbreak a global public health emergency in July. WHO's chairman said the declines in new infections prove the outbreak could be halted. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.